There's a little store in the 18th century Quaker settlement of Waterford, just a few minutes' drive from Leesburg, that sells food and sundries and general store kinds of things, and scarfs made from the sheep peacefully grazing right out the back door.
In fact, I can tell you who that is. That comes from Sammy and Susu, a mother and a daughter. Sammy, the one that's in the scarf, the gray scarf.
Linda Landreth came here with her husband years ago to take on the business, and when he passed away, she continued with the store and the sheep for reasons only she can explain.
You said this is a labor of love for you.
Oh, it is.
Tell me more about that. What gives you pleasure?
Well, with a small flock, you really don't make money. It's not financially viable, but if you love sheep, and you love wool.
She shears the sheep and spins the wool and knits the scarves for sale, mostly to tourists who happen by, and happen into an experience that is unique.
You pick pumpkin patches and corn mazes.
Agriculture Commissioner Matt Lohr.
You pick strawberry farms, Christmas tree farms, wineries. They all encompass agritourism. And folks have a chance to become educated about agriculture, and they can reconnect to farm life and have a lot of fun in the process.
Agritourism is growing in Virginia and helping to save small farms like Linda's.
The magic is knowing who the sheep were and who produced it, who spun it, who knitted it.
And as a piece of clothing, as far as its warmth and everything is
concerned. It's wonderfully warm. There's nothing like wool. Wool is so absorbent that it wicks moisture away from your skin so you can get snowed on and you're still warm.
In most cases, you walk away with a scarf and the names of the sheep it came from. But it's more than a memory. 4-H children from town come here to learn about sheep and farming and the love of the land that many of us miss these days. America began on small farms across the country, and today it is still one of those things we do best. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.